get your mind set for the worship of God, and that's what we're here for. And the mindset of worship of God, as we're going to see in Zephaniah, putting aside difficulties between husband and wife, and I know that happens in the family, even joys and anticipations and beautiful weather and going to do this and do that, to a mindset that we've come here to worship. We're going to see that, in fact, not just in Zephaniah, we're going to see it this morning in our study in John. The disciples are going to the Passover. Forget the fact that the Savior is about to be crucified. They should know that, because a few people did know it, but here these 12 men did not know that. But even not knowing that, they should have come to the upper room Passover with a mindset of worshiping in the Passover. Instead, they come arguing. And it's going to set the whole tone of the upper room. So let's spend a moment in prayer, shifting gears, setting aside problems, anxieties, happinesses, and joys, and let's go into worship. Everything that we do this morning, whether it be song, offering, studying the scriptures, whatever we do, that will be honoring and glorifying, be a sweet savor, as Paul would say in Corinthians, to him in the power of his Spirit. So we'll test ourselves to see if we're trusting His Spirit, get our mindset of what we're here for. It's not about you. It's not about me. It's not about each other. It's not about who's here. It's not about who isn't here. It is about worshiping Him. Let's pray. We begin this morning, Heavenly Father, as the psalmist exhorts, praising you for the God.